This is the Adam Gold Show.
This was the first year, not only of the expanded regular season schedule, where we went to 17 games, where we played an entirely unnecessary 17th game of the regular season. I mean, it was necessary because we didn't have the playoffs finalized, but we would have had the playoffs finalized the previous week. Anyway, my point was that with the 2-7 seeds, Philadelphia at Tampa, Pittsburgh at Kansas City, playing largely non-competitive games. Although, I would offer that Eagles at Buccaneers was significantly more competitive than New England at Buffalo. I didn't see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers scoring on each of their first touchdowns on each of their first four possessions. I didn't see that. I saw Buffalo do that to one of the best defenses in football. That's what I saw. I saw men versus boys in that game. But that was the prevailing thought, not from fans, but the media. Like, well, we shouldn't have had an expanded playoffs anyway. I'm like, first of all, they only expand playoffs for money. They don't expand playoffs because we're leaving good teams out. That's never been the case. I mean, it happens in every sport that we expand playoffs, right? It's the nature of the beast. Playoffs attract big-time money, and sometimes, translated all the time, big-time money is the number one need for major sports. Why are we expanding the college football playoff eventually? It ain't because we're leaving deserving teams out, because we're not. There has not been a major college football team left out of the playoff that was deserving of a chance to win a title. There just wasn't, in terms of somebody who's good enough to win a title. So let's stop with that whole thing. We're going to expand the playoffs again. We'll be in eight on each side. And just that's what's going to happen. The playoffs were fun. Like, I didn't particularly enjoy the beatdown that the Steelers received because I did want to see a more competitive game. It did allow me to go to sleep sooner. I was asleep, I think, before 11 last night. I thank Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes for getting out to a massive lead and letting me go to bed early. So I didn't see like the last, I think I saw the touchdown that made it 42-10. I didn't see the touchdown that made it 42-17 or whatever, 42-21. I don't even know what the final score was. I don't care. I didn't see that one. So, and I watched pretty much all of the Buccaneers-Eagles because there wasn't a whole lot else to do. You know, it was freezing rain up in where I live. We were going outside, so I was making chili. That was what I was doing and watching the game. So I'm not put off by that. And I am curious how many of those people who complained about the expanded playoffs also complained about week 17 exposing these guys to even more injuries at the end of a season when guys are beaten up and more vulnerable to injury. Or was that? I want the same energy for that. And I know we didn't get it. Not from media. I know we didn't get it. Also, don't you think that if this were a normal year where teams did not get upended with positive COVID tests, that the playoff field might have looked different? Would we have looked different with, New Orleans in the playoffs than Philadelphia? We might have. Would we have looked different had the Raiders and Chargers tied the final Sunday night of the season? I mean, the Chargers are a better outfit than the Steelers. But I will say this about the Steelers. It was cool that Ben Roethlisberger got it, even though I'm not a fan, it was cool that Ben got a chance to at least go out in a playoff game. I mean, they got drubbed because Pittsburgh wasn't very good. I mean, the only fact, how did they win 9 times? They can't throw the ball more than 4 yards down the field. They won 9 games? And they can't run it. How did that offense manage 9 wins? Mike Tomlin is a magic act as a head coach. How did they get to 9-7-1? I don't know that that's the way it's playing out in Pittsburgh today or not. But this whole, we didn't need these teams in the playoffs. Like I would offer that if you watched the Eagles and the Buccaneers, I thought if Jalen Hurts could have completed the touchdown pass right before halftime, might have been a different game. 17-7 going into the locker room, maybe it's different. And he had Devontae Smith. He just waited too long to throw it. I mean, that ball should have been out a full second earlier, but it wasn't. And then Tampa Bay closed on it, and that was that. So I don't have anything for the we didn't need expanded playoffs. Like, nah, playoffs are fun. That's why Americans watch sports. That's why we have MLS playoffs, Alec. Right? That's why we have MLS playoffs.
Yeah, we love the playoffs in this country.
Gosh, everything.
If we're not even really here because we love playoffs so much, that means we're not really here for crowning the best team. Because well, playoffs aren't designed to really do that necessarily.
We make you prove it twice.
Right. Like if we really cared about that, we would just end the season like the Premier League does.
Right.
But we don't do that. By the way, I think there must be something in the water in Pennsylvania. Because how did the Eagles make the playoffs? I mean, rock, paper, scissors coach gets the Eagles to the playoffs this year?
Yeah, they did. I mean, first of all.
I mean, listen, like that's an impressive.
They play in a trash division.
Yeah, they do play in a trash division. But right. They weren't very good.
No, they weren't very good either. They were very one-dimensional.
I mean, but I guess we still got to give some flowers.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Look, to the king of prosciutto in Pennsylvania.
I don't know that Nick Sirianni is a bad coach. I really don't.
Yeah, he might be a very good coach.
He might be a good coach. Look, just because we never heard of him before, just because he made us laugh with the rocks, paper, scissors thing,
right.
Doesn't mean that he's not a good coach. I mean, they were in position, and at times it looked like they were really good. I mean, they ran up against the wrong team for them. You can't be one-dimensional. And they were very one-dimensional.
You can't throw a rock against Tom Brady.
No,
Tom Brady's going to come right back with a rock.
He's all scissors. Tom Brady is all scissors cutting up your defense. You can't keep throwing rocks.
No, well, I mean, scissors loses to rock. So you can't throw scissors to a rock.
Never mind. He's paper.
Yeah, you got to be paper.
I screwed the whole thing up.
Yeah.
I can't even get the joke right.
Tom Brady threw rock, and the Eagles threw scissors.
That's why I was never any good at Rochambeau.
Was a bad play, but it does give me a sense of Sirianni's competitive nature.
Was he talking trash?
I did not hear him talk any trash.
No, they didn't. They did not talk trash. All right, can we play some of the Mike McCarthy stuff, or at least the clip about the last play call? All right. So, for those people who do not know, you clearly do not care at all about football, because if you do, you know. Dallas has 14 seconds left in the game. The clock has stopped. They are at the Eagles, at the 49ers 40-yard line. They have no timeouts left. They are down 6. They're already at the 40. There are 14 seconds left. The brilliance of Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, who apparently made the play call to a Dak Prescott quarterback draw up the middle. And Mike McCarthy on the headset approved the call. Here's Mike McCarthy explaining why it was correct.
We call thresholds and, you know, the field position, what yard line you're at and what you're trying to get to, too, based on, you know, defense that they're trying to, the defense that they were playing. They were in a sideline defense, so they were protecting the sidelines. And so that was the best option to, you know, to be able to get the ball. I mean, it's like anything else. Do you want to be running a Hail Mary play from the 50-yard line, or you want to be running 5 verticals from the 25-yard line? So that's the decision. It's the right decision. You know, it's just like anything. It's, you know, the execution between us and the officiators putting the ball obviously wasn't, you know, we shouldn't have had any problem getting the ball spotted there. If that's the call you're looking for.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have had any problems getting the ball spotted and spiked if you had simply handed the ball to the official. The rule is the official must touch the ball. I mean, you can't, you're not allowed to spot the ball yourself. You just, that's not the rule.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could, though?
Right.
It's, otherwise, you could have just spotted it right in the end zone and given yourself
touchdown,
a touchdown.
Touchdown! We spotted the ball ourselves. You'd always have the first down if you were allowed to spot the ball yourself. It's sort of like they don't allow the players on the ice to drop the puck for a faceoff themselves. Jordan Staal can't grab the puck, throw it down, and then win the draw.
I think you should be able to do that at home. Just kind of like you have last change.
Right.
At home, you get to drop your own faceoff.
I mean, it's just silly. First of all, if San Francisco is playing such great sideline defense, how come the three previous plays all saw your wide receiver run out of bounds? They weren't playing good sideline defense. They were playing protect deep defense. You got out of bounds on all three plays. By the way, the 49ers fell for the same hook and lateral twice
in the game. 40 yards in 15 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, come on. So stop with they're playing sideline defense. And you weren't at the 50, you were at the 40, and there were 14 seconds left, and you could have picked up 20 yards in 7 seconds by simply throwing a sideline out. Or you could have completed a pass in the middle of the field and had enough time to spot the ball. Because it takes less time to throw the ball than it does to run the ball. The galaxy brain stupidness from the Cowboys coaching staff was noticeable. It was an embarrassment. Jerry Jones, there's no way Jerry Jones doesn't, like, I think he's going to fire Mike McCarthy. The only reason he wouldn't is if he refuses to admit he made a mistake like he did for several years with Jason Garrett. And the worst thing he could do would be to elevate Kellen Moore because the play call was his decision. What are you trying to do? You're trying to pick up 10 yards? Because it's so different from the 30 than the 40? You could have run two plays. Mm-hmm. Hell, you could have run three plays.
Yeah.
With 14 seconds left.
Yeah, that was a monumentally stupid call for a couple of reasons, one of which was that. You took chances away from yourself to try to score a touchdown, number one. So, like, in a lot of ways, to me, they relinquished control of the game.
Right.
You know, like, we talk about all the time, control what you can control, right?
The controllables.
Control the controllables.
Oh, man, I love that.
Right. And it kind of applied here because you entered too many variables into the situation. Listen, yes, you're right. You probably should get the ball spotted a little bit more efficiently. But you might not.
Right.
That's the thing, is that you get down there and you have to rely on the official to get it there. You got to rely on your team to get down there, the offensive lineman. You got to get set. You got to have this ball spotted. You've just introduced so many things that are out of your control into the situation. Not to mention the fact that you could have had multiple chances from where you were. And also, what's the difference between throwing five verticals from the 25 and five verticals from the 40.
15 yards.
Honestly, what's the difference?
I see nothing.
In terms of what's going to happen in the end zone, like, everybody knows that's what you're doing.
Right.
So they're going to back all their defensive backs up in there, and it's going to be a jump ball.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's going to have to win, or you're going to have to get lucky.
Right.
So it's the same thing, but you could have done it three times instead of none.
Yeah, and look, the Cowboys committed however many penalties, 13, 14, 18, 20, 1,000 penalties. I don't know how many there were.
Oh, there was 14 penalties.
They were deserved.
Yeah, they didn't deserve to win the game.
The penalties were absolutely just. They had defensive holding on running plays multiple times. Look, the Cowboys were their own worst enemy almost all game long. Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore just exacerbated it on the last call of the game. That was a just result, and I say this thinking that Kyle Shanahan coached like he didn't want to win.
Right.
I thought Kyle Shanahan was every bit as bad as Mike McCarthy in the fourth quarter, but they just had a lead, and they got away with it.
You can't operate in that scenario with that particular play call as if everything's going to go perfectly. Too many teams and athletes do this, man. Like, you have to operate as if something's going to go wrong and be ready for that. And if it goes right, great.
Right.
But if it goes wrong, you're covered.
Yep.
And when you run the football at the end of the game and you got to get it spotted and the referee comes running in because he's an old man who is not as fast as the rest of your guys on your team.
Right.
And he didn't know what the play was going to be.
He was caught off guard, too. Yeah. Are they really running a quarterback draw? Dude, what a stupid play call that is.
Like, it's really not that unfathomable that he's going to run your quarterback over and not get the ball spotted in time.
100% correct.
You're listening to The Adam Gold Show on the North Carolina Sports Network.